AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's supreme leader is saying no to surrender and warns any military involvement by the U.S. would cause irreparable damage. President Trump's response:
I said it's very late to be talking. We may meet. I don't know. There's a big difference between now and a week ago.
At the White House, the president says it's not too late as Israel and Iran exchange fire.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen. A lot of turns are made.
Israel has lifted some restrictions on daily life, suggesting the missile threat from Iran is easing. President Trump is again ripping the chair of the Federal Reserve as the central bank mulls what to do with interest rates. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
We have a stupid person, frankly, at the Fed.
The president's been bashing Jerome Powell for not cutting rates.
Europe had 10 cuts, and we had none.
Which is not entirely true. Europe's central bank cut rates 8 times in the past year, while the Fed did it 3 times. Powell said for months the Fed needs to see the economic impacts of the president's trade wars and other policies before making any moves.
I think he hates me, but that's okay. You know, he should. He should. I call him every name in the book, trying to get him to do something.
And muses, perhaps he should have the job.
Am I allowed to appoint myself at the Fed? I'd do a much better job than these people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is giving the go-ahead to a ban in Tennessee on gender-affirming care for kids. A sick juror means no testimony today in New York in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial. A Listeria food poisoning outbreak that has killed 3 people and led to 1 pregnancy loss is linked to newly recalled Heat and Eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo products sold at Kroger and Walmart stores. The outbreak began last August and covers 13 states. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as crude oil prices head lower. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 259 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 0.6%. Oil prices fell more than 1%. Crude oil has been moving up and down in recent days as fighting continues between Israel and Iran. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce later that it's keeping its main interest rate steady. More focus will be on the projections that Fed officials will give for where they see the economy, inflation, and interest rates heading. Seth Soutal, New York.
Amazon is gearing up to make as many as 10,000 robo-taxis annually at a sprawling plant near Silicon Valley in California as it prepares to challenge self-driving cab leader Waymo. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is also in the mix to join the autonomous race. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.